Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast, we're doing our last show of 2012 with our good friend Don Eckert, who's our favorite critic. He stands with us in trying to expose the fakers. By the way, Chris, we did have a short thread in the Paracast forums at forum.theparacast.com where we had a question bank that we opened up for Don Eckert.
We do.
Yes, and a couple of questions. I think one of them I already answered with Don kind of early on in the show, and I'll look at that and make sure we don't get to that particular question again because I'm sure people don't want to hear the same thing over and over again.
Don, we have some questions here in the question bank from our very faithful posters here at forum.theparacast.com. And Ward is a longtime poster. He's one of our longest veterans at the forum. And he wonders about your support of the STS-48 footage that you broke on Larry King. Do you still believe that it shows something anomalous and not frozen particles floating in space?
Yes. Yes, I do. That is a case that has basically haunted me for years. And in the exposing that story on STS-48, after I had been made aware of it from a UFO investigator back east who sent me the footage originally, and this is something I always try to... I never try to hog credit to myself where it's not due. And this is a guy, and I've mentioned his name many times in the past, was a fellow by the name of Donald Ratch in Maryland. And Don sent me that footage. And when I looked at it, I got to tell you, the very first time I ever saw that footage, it floored me. It was one of those, oh, my God, moments, okay? And I, in turn, got in touch with the producer I knew on CNN, who produced the Larry King show at the time. And he invited me to go down to CNN here in Los Angeles. And they beamed that film back to him in Washington. He looked at it, and he said, oh, yeah, we gotta get this on the air. So... like Larry King always did, he wouldn't ever just look at a story and discuss the story. He always had to have a pro and con. So they solicited from me names of skeptics that they could bring on with this particular story. And, of course, at the time, this was back in June of 92, I suggested Klass, Philip Klass. And for whatever reason, Klass didn't want to go on. So the next guy that I suggested to them was Dr. James Oberg. And Oberg, who was a contract scientist working with NASA, accepted. Now, regardless of how you feel about this story itself, if you watch that episode, and you certainly can watch that episode, it's up on YouTube, I believe. As a matter of fact, I have a copy of it. You will notice that during the time that Oberg and I are commenting on this, very often, Oberg, when I would point something out about this footage, would not address my points. But he attacked me, which is one of the things that, is a skeptical meme, and that is if you can't attack the information, attack the person presenting it. And this, in my view, is a classic case in point of an episode on Larry King that should have made worldwide news, because what it's showing in that footage, which incidentally was all NASA footage, it was not from Joe Schmo down in Peoria, Illinois, shooting it with his handy cam. This was actual footage from NASA. Shows an unknown object that is flying above the limb of the Earth while they were above New Zealand and Australia. And something happened which suggested that some type of weapon was fired at this. This object then made violent, evasive maneuvers to get out of the way of whatever it was that was fired at them. And, I mean, it was one of the most stunning pieces of footage that I ever saw, period, in all the years that I was involved in active UFO research. And the whole thing about it being frozen particles. Now, this is something that I've mentioned again in the past that never seems to stick. But when this case first broke, that's what NASA was claiming the audience was viewing, was frozen ice particles from a wastewater dump. The fact of the matter was the water dump had not happened yet. Okay, and when the shuttle moved, the camera also should have moved. That was one of the items that Jim Oberg was pointing out on this broadcast, that what you were actually seeing was the thruster jets maneuvering the shuttle about. That's what that brilliant flash of light was that precedes what I said was a weapons firing. Had that have been true, then the entire picture would have changed angle because the camera was bolted to the shuttle. And the fact of the matter is, the shuttle, what you were viewing, never moved until later. So, you know, this is a
case. Totally agree with you on that. That is one of the most startling pieces of footage that I've ever seen that is, in my mind, irrefutable. I have really scrutinized that section of footage many times, and I think, Don, you're absolutely correct. That could be smoking gun evidence it just opens up a huge can of worms about, you know, what sort of facility do we have down there? What kind of weaponry do we have? And what are the capabilities of these craft? I mean, that thing, I mean, it took off. Once it did its, evasive maneuver, man, it was gone. And it appeared to leave faster than the than the actual weapon was able to chase it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So here's another one that I think is a really good question. This comes from one of our newest additions to the forum at theparacast.com, Aldo Poe. And this is a tough question, Don, but I get asked it all the time, but I'd be interested to hear your response. Over the years, of all the different investigations you've done, which one sticks out to you as being truly disturbing? Is this STS-48 footage one of them, or are there others?
Well, yeah, of course. STS is always been disturbing. But when I first entered the field, Chris, Gene, I was known primarily for my investigation into mutilation research. Now, the fact of the matter was, back in 81, 82, I had been lead investigator on a couple of cattle mutilations. And that, of course, was always disturbing, even before I realized that there might be a connection to the UFO phenomenon. Okay, this was years before my involvement in UFO research. Now, when I began to initially do some armchair research, when I got my first computer system, and now we're talking about 1987, I was friends with a guy who at the time was the state director for the Mutual UFO Network in the state of Idaho, a guy by the name of Don Mason. And we were becoming pretty good friends. And I was talking to him one day. We were talking about cattle mutilation.
And I'll tell you what, let's hear the answer to what you guys were talking about in a moment. We have Don Ecker with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget.
A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast, we have Don Ecker with our year-ender show. So much to talk about, your questions and our questions. Don was talking about a conversation with a fellow researcher on cattle mutilations. Please.
And this guy, who was the state director for MUFON in the state of Idaho, told me about a case that he had just come across through a law enforcement official that had taken place in outside of Jerome, Idaho. Now, before I proceed describing this, I got to tell you that it's an extremely troubling and often very concealed part of the UFO phenomenon. And I ended up banging my head for 3 years against basically what was, among other things, official government denial. I know I put myself on a number of radar screens in not only law enforcement, but also with the feds with this.
Oh, you too, huh?
Yeah. But basically, it involved a human being that was mutilated just like a cow. Now, I got to tell you, initially I was not sure I believed this. And then I talked to this police officer, and I had just medically retired from my department. And it piqued my curiosity, to say the least. So I decided, well, this will give me something to chew on. Boy, the hubris that I demonstrated then was breathtaking in hindsight. But
I don't know about the chew on metaphor, though. That's a little disturbing, Don.
Yeah,
we got to watch what you're eating, my friend.
Well, I decided to dive into this and see where it led me. Now, initially, I began calling a number of researchers and talked to a number of researchers, and it was amazing in the reaction that I got. And I went to several brother police officers and requested that on my behalf they make inquiries into the NCIC computer database back east, which is held by the FBI. And basically what I requested was a search going back 20 years, and I specified the criteria of human victims and that were unsolved homicides or suspected homicides that basically demonstrated that these people had been mutilated just like a cow. And which that guy that I had mentioned initially outside of Jerome, Idaho, when they found him, he was mutilated like that. So I knew that there was at least one case. And my friends, after I made the request, and they were incidentally with three different law enforcement departments, okay? Three totally different law enforcement departments. And everyone was shut down. Of course, after the first request went in, I'm sure flags were raised, but they were shut down almost immediately. And a couple of these guys who were incidentally detectives got back to me and basically chewed on me and said, what the hell are you trying to get me involved in here? You know, I ended up getting my backside chewed off by my supervisor, because apparently somebody called them up and raised pain with them because of this inquiry. I knew then that there was undoubtedly, at least as far as I was concerned, a cover-up with this question of human mutilation.
At least indication that it may be above and beyond a single case.
Yeah, my God, yeah. Well, you see, I talked to a number of people. I talked to William Moore. Okay, we all will remember William Moore of MJ-12. I talked to John Keel about this, and incidentally, Keel put me on to a couple of cases that he was aware of. Now, this one was spooky, but it took place in Mexico, very close to the Texas border, where a severed body fell out of the sky onto a highway. Okay. And, of course, there was traffic on the highway, and according to what Keel told me, driver stopped, jumped out, looked up, didn't see anything, but here was this body that fell out of the sky. I was aware of some bodies that had been mutilated that were back in New York State. Surprisingly, at the morgue. The bodies were mutilated at the morgue. You know, what do you do with this information?
Well, how about the case or cases where the bodies actually indicated the victims had died from drowning in salt water? if I remember correctly.
Well, there was one case where a cow had been discovered in the ocean, under the sea, and I forget now because, boy, this has been a long time ago, but apparently this cow had been mutilated, but it was discovered in open water. So, and yeah, of course it would have been salt water, so how in the world did it get out there is anybody's guess. But when I'm asked about question, now this is not to suggest that these necessarily have a firm UFO involvement. I'm not suggesting that. But
good. I'm glad we had that disclaimer, because if you hadn't made it, I would have brought it up.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I've never maintained that there's any UFO involvement to it. But whatever involvement there is with it, it has always troubled me greatly. And I got to tell you, initially, the first couple of years that I was involved in this research, I had moments where I got pretty paranoid about this. Now, one day, unsolicited, I had a telephone call from a guy who was a DEA investigator that was at the time in Florida. Okay, he was Drug Enforcement Agency. Now, apparently, somewhere along the line, this guy had read the initial report that I had put together. He told me, he said, you know, he said after he identified himself, and I was about 98% sure this guy wasn't blowing me a line of smoke. He said, you know, he said, when I read your report initially, he said, I thought you were full of it. So I decided to do some of my own research to find out if you were just putting the people, the public on or what. And he said, I got to tell you, pal. He said, the bottom line is, if I were you, I would stay strictly away from this. He said, because you could get yourself in a world of hurt. And I said, well, what are you talking about? He said, well, the fact of the matter is, from what I can determine, the lid is nailed deeply down on this. And he said, whatever is behind this doesn't want this information out there for the
public. I'll tell you what, we're going to be out there if we don't do this break. We have Don Acker joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984, or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984, or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, maybe it's Chris's cold, but he's sounding more and more tricksterish. I don't know. We have Don Ecker joining us in conversation. You want to continue, Don?
Yeah, so basically, to answer that Paracast user's question, the whole question about mutilation, primarily human mutilation, has always been the one case that has troubled me the most.
Yeah, you and me both. Having been in the trenches in this particular kind of corner of the investigative realm, a very dark corner, I might add, again, to echo what you mentioned before, Don, this is a very difficult... I mean, you're an ex-law enforcement official, and for you to be stonewalled and to be warned off and stuff, I mean, that, to me, speaks volumes. I mean, I've had a couple of hints of possible human mutilation cases over the years, and stonewalling, that doesn't even begin to describe what I had to go through. And I'll tell you, on a couple of these cases, I really, really dug. I called in favors. I did everything I could to get to the bottom of some rumors that I had heard. Although, off the record, people would say, yeah, something happened, but I can't talk about it. You're on the right track. You know, maybe if you ask somebody else that you haven't mentioned to me, I mean, they wouldn't even tell me where to go to dig deeper. They just say that I had been digging deep enough, but hadn't quite asked the right person the right question. I mean, when you start getting that kind of runaround from law enforcement officials and people that really come across genuinely frightened.
Well, you know, there was one incident during this investigation that I was conducting that I would be remiss if I did not mention it. I've always had the highest respect for UFO investigator and former police lieutenant Larry Fawcett. Now, Larry Fawcett, along with Barry Greenwood, basically wrote the definitive book on military involvement with UFOs and especially missile silo incursions, okay? And this book has been republished. I lost contact with Larry a number of years ago, although I had interviewed Larry in the past on my old radio show. Now, where he is today, I'm not sure. But Larry and I were discussing this human mutilation thing at one of the UFO conferences where we were both at back in the 90s. And I asked him, I said, Larry, I said, look, you're still a law enforcement official, because he had not yet retired then. And I said, do you think I'm all wet with this, or do you think there's anything to it? And he said, well, Don, he said, look, he said, I'm going to tell you something. He said, that happened to me. He said, take it for what it's worth. But during my investigation into these UFO missile silo incursions up in Montana, he said, I was up there at a law enforcement briefing with this sheriff, and he named the sheriff, and I forget now what the guy's name was.
Keith Wolverton.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, that's exactly who it was. He said, the sheriff told me, he said we were in his office, and he had this map up on his wall. And he said there were all these pins stuck in this map, different colors. And he said, I was looking at it, and he said, the sheriff, Wolverton, told me, well, this color represents where there was a mutilated cow found, and this colored pin designates something else. It might have been like people reported a UFO landing. These pins show where they overflew, you know, the military bases. And Larry said, as I was looking at this map, he said, Don, he said, I saw one pin, only one, that was, I think he said, pink. And he said, I pointed that out to Keith, and I said,
ouch,
what's that? And he said, the sheriff looked at him, looked at the pin, and he said, well, he said, Larry, that's where we found a human being that was mutilated, but we don't talk about that.
And either did NIDS when they did an examination of cattle mutilations in Montana in the mid-70s. That case was not brought up.
Exactly. So, my friends, was I on the right track? Well, maybe. Was I glad to get the hell out of that research? Definitely, because it ended up being totally futile and got me nowhere, and it just frustrated me for over 3 years. And if you believe some of the people that I've talked to since then, maybe it was a good thing I got out of that, because there was always the hint that under the right circumstances, you could put yourself in physical jeopardy.
Now, of course, if you watch a TV show like Criminal Minds, you think that some kind of perfectly human actor is involved in doing this sort of thing and in manipulating and mutilating humans.
Not necessarily, Gene. We have to look at the forensic evidence to determine whether a human perpetrator could be responsible.
That's the question
I'm
raising.
Some of these cattle cases, at least in my humble amateur estimation, could not have been perpetrated even with the aid of exotic human high technology, are just physically impossible. So I think, Don, you raise a very good point. This is a very serious subject that, and in light of the question, a very disturbing subject, that there's not many people willing to dive into this particular very kind of black-colored pool of I don't know what to call it, but
this is
help me here, Gene, Don, somebody.
Well, yeah, but this is the CSI culture. We have TV shows where people look at this stuff and they take it in stride.
This is something that we were very, very interested in back in the day when Vicki and I were still doing UFO Magazine. Now,
we're talking about thousands of pounds of physical evidence here in the case of cattle.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're talking about, you know, real potential scientific bombshells that could be produced by analyzing and publicizing the results of the analytical process for these cases.
Well, we often connected with military R&D people. And for example, one of the things about cattle mutilations primarily, and at the time this was being touted, the cookie cutter effect in areas that had been like the rectum of a cow that had been cored out. You'll remember Linda Howe talking about that and other people. The surgical precision that eyeballs were removed from the skull and those type of things, the sexual organs removed.
Yeah, that's all equivocal, though. You know, the cookie cutter incision, I mean, very rare. The exanguation of fluids and blood from carcasses.
What I'm saying, Chris, we were trying to find out if it was feasible or possible that a human agency was conducting some of these. We discovered, and we reported on it in UFO magazine, the fact that at that time there was a new medical device that had just been released and was being tested by medics in the field, which was a handheld portable laser that battlefield medics could use to cauterize wounds and what have you.
Right, but not cut through. You know, it's not by accident that we use cowhide to, you know, put on soles of shoes, for instance, for you know, millennia, for generations. A handheld lasing device cannot, you can't duplicate the precision of cookie cutter incisions through cowhide.
Well,
with
yeah,
a handheld device. There's just no way.
We're doing forensic analysis here of cow mutilations. And this information is, you know, frightening to some. And it's starting to sound like the CSI TV shows, but it's information we have to continue to present. We have Don Ecker for one more segment with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to dreamhost.com/radio, dreamhost.com/radio. Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly, 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Okay, so when it comes to cattle mutilations, we're going to get imitations of cows mooing from Chris O'Brien, our favorite trickster. We have Don Ecker exploring the ramifications of these episodes. Continue, Don.
Yeah, well, my point in the last segment, what I was trying to get out there, is the fact that we at UFO Magazine then were trying to look at all aspects to find out if we could come to a common consensus of what might be responsible for at least some of these cases.
Don, you know, there's no one-size-fits-all answer. It's multiple groups with multiple agendas, at least in my humble estimation. This is a much more complicated scenario than someone like Linda Moulton Howe would say, or someone that's totally out there like David Perkins, thinking that this may be cultural stigmata that were collectively, in the unconscious way, manifesting cattle mutilations to warn ourselves off cattle who are detrimental to the environment. I mean, there's so many nuances and permutations of thinking here, but the bottom line is we have thousands of pounds of physical evidence. And anybody that doesn't understand the gravity of that and how we could really, with the powers of diagnostic science, really take the ball and run with it if we were allowed and we had the budgets. And, you know, what's going on with NIDS? They had one of the most incredible cases on record up on that Sherman Ranch. They had a calf that was mutilated with the rancher and his wife in the same field, hundreds of yards away from the calf, within line of sight. And they turned around, came back within, I think, 12 minutes, maybe, that calf had been mutilated. There was a veterinary pathologist and a team of scientists on site that same afternoon. I mean, we need to see the results of the data, you know, analysis and data gathering process that we know has gone on.
Oh, you get absolutely no argument from me, but the fact of the matter is you never will see it because Bigelow and the NIDS team will not release that. Now, the big question is, why not? What is it about this research that causes them to withhold this information, which is still as viable today? Because, hey, the mutilation thing is still ongoing. It's still happening. Now, if this were, in my opinion, strictly a human agency carrying this out, and it's been happening and has been reported on since at least the 60s, there's no doubt in my mind that at some point somebody would have been found in the act of perpetrating this crime, and nobody has been. There has never been anyone arrested, successfully prosecuted, or anything else.
Well, I have law enforcement sources that have gone on the record saying that they have enough evidence to name names. So, I mean, we haven't gotten to the point of a conviction, but...
Well, then why haven't they?
Well, because money is power. Power has influence. Influence makes things happen.
Well, okay. But the fact still remains, no one has been arrested or prosecuted successfully for this crime. It's still happening?
Yep. I made a bet with Gary Massey, who was a longtime mutilation investigator, back in 1993, I think, or 94, that by the end of the decade, we would have somebody at least charged with a cattle mutilation by the end of the decade. And I think it was just before New Year's, 1999, I bought a Lone Star, case of Lone Star beer and paid off my losing bet.
I think if you made that bet with anything in the paranormal field, even UFOs, if you think something is going to be solved or understood, you'll lose that bet.
No, not solved or understood. Just a single person being charged.
Sure. It has, never a resolution. Never.
It has not happened. So we're still left with an ongoing mystery. It's a mystery that is not often talked about these days. And actually, if you get down to the bottom of it, what is being talked about these days? You know, this Mayan apocalypse, which was supposed to have happened a little over a week or so ago. It's you know, another big fizzle.
You know, we always hear that, though. This is part and parcel of how things work. We hear about these end-of-the-world scenarios, and they never work, or maybe we just went into another universe or another level of existence. That's the excuse.
Yeah. Well, it's basically, you know, more crapola from some, unfortunately, from some very sloppy thinkers. So you're dealing with what people want to believe in many cases as opposed to what is. And that's always a danger in this field.
We have about 4 minutes left. Is there time for a quick question, or should we move on?
Oh, go for whatever you want to do.
Chris?
Well, Ward, again, one of our longest posters at forum.theparacast.com, he said, I've been listening to you for years, Don, and to me, your most groundbreaking interview is the Vito Sicari interview on UFOs Tonight in the 1990s. Could you describe the impact this interview had upon you?
And you only have 3 minutes left to do it. Sorry.
Well, okay. Vito Sicari was a petrochemical engineer that I interviewed in November of 1995. And it was in regards to, actually, my research in lunar phenomena. And Sicari had one of the most amazing stories, and quite a bit of it was later verified. But the absolutely unbelievable odyssey that NASA put him and another guy through back in the late 1970s when they went down to Houston to basically see some of our publicly available lunar photographs. And the 3 weeks of absolute hell that they went through, including being threatened under national security laws, I mean, it was unbelievable. But the bottom line was that they somehow persevered. And the fact was, when they finally got in to see some of these lunar photographs, and they found out about them originally from George Leonard's book, Somebody Else Is on the Moon, that was written back in the mid-70s. Leonard was a scientist, was a science writer, had some friends in NASA that put him onto these photographs just as the Apollo project was shutting down, which showed or seemed to show that at some point in the past, and perhaps even today, there was an ongoing lunar presence on the moon, primarily the far side of the moon, but evidence of it going around that body in space, that somebody has been up there for a long time. Now, what does this basically mean? It means that if any of these UFO sightings over the years are real, if people have been seeing these things literally for thousands of years, does it make sense that these so-called visitors would be coming here from their point of origin every time they showed up? Or would it make more sense that they had bases throughout our solar system, including the moon, which basically has all the criteria to have an ongoing presence there if you had the technology to extract it. Everything from water, yes, there is frozen water on the moon, to other things that they would need to keep a facility or a colony ongoing. Would it make sense that they might be coming from a much closer point of origin than somewhere out in deep space? And the fact of the matter is, this is an aspect that NASA has basically gone out of their way to keep covered up for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
Don Ecker, tell our listeners where they can find more of your work.
Well, a lot of it is up on the net, Gene, and of course, Dark Matters Radio. To hear the broadcast live, you can go to www.dqrm.com. That's a live feed. DMR runs Monday through Friday nights beginning at 10 p.m. Pacific time until midnight. All the archives are up there, and there's quite an extensive number of shows that are incidentally are all freely available. Basically, I'm no longer involved with UFO Magazine, and the only other place to see a lot of my work is on the Dark Matters Radio Forum, which is on the Paracast.
And special New Year's wish from us at the Paracast. Check us out. All our material at theparacast.com. From Chris and me to Don Ecker, thanks for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Hey, thanks for being on, Don.
Hey, my pleasure, guys.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.